Anti-mask and lockdown protesters are targeting public health officials and politicians across our region, sometimes at their own houses. But as the Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck found, some are fighting against it.
In Boise this week, one county commissioner's 12-year-old son was home alone when protesters showed up there. Meanwhile, in Orem, Utah last month, demonstrators targeted the governor's residence after he enacted a state of emergency. But that city, at least, has responded with an ordinance that limits protests at private homes. And there's some legal basis to the regulation. In 1988, the Supreme Court ruled that a similar ordinance in Wisconsin was legal after protesters picketed the home of a doctor who performed abortions. Richard Seaman is a law professor at the University of Idaho. He says people have a right to protest, but in the Wisconsin case,
they balanced against that. They're the right to peace and quiet in their own home. And it made the point that, in fact, picketing outside of someone's home can be really threatening compared to other forms of protest.
Going forward, some other cities may consider the ordinance as public health officials and politicians alike face protesters at their front door. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.